Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Wisdom Seeds. org/how to know when God is warning you. YP, did you expect God's warnings to sound dramatic? You wait for thunder, fear, or some supernatural sign that shakes the room. Usually, it does not happen that way. God often warns people quietly. He uses conviction, scripture, wisdom, circumstances, and people who tell the truth when nobody else wants to. You can see this pattern throughout the Bible. Before disaster came, a warning came first. God warned Cain before he murdered Abel. In Genesis 4 verse 7, God told him, "Sin is crouching at your door, it desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Cain ignored the warning. Jealousy turned into murder. God warned Pharaoh through Moses again and again. Pharaoh kept hardening his heart until Egypt collapsed under judgment. God warned Judas while he still sat at the table with Jesus. Judas still walked out into the night. Sometimes the warning comes through uneasiness you cannot explain. You keep trying to force a relationship, business deal, or decision, but something inside keeps resisting. Your stomach tightens every time the person calls. You lose peace every time you think about signing the contract. That matters. Colossians 3 verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Peace acts like an umpire. When God gives direction, He does not lead you into confusion and hidden compromise. That does not mean every difficult thing is wrong. Jesus had peace while heading toward the cross. Paul had peace while entering dangerous cities. But there is a difference between hardship and warning. One comes with clarity. The other comes with constant inner tension. God also warns through patterns. One-third a man keeps lying to you before marriage. You marry him, thinking marriage will change him. 5 years later, the lying gets worse. The warning was already there. A person keeps borrowing money and never repays it. You still enter business with them because you want to believe the best. Months later, your savings disappear. Wisdom was speaking long before disaster arrived. Proverbs 27 verse 12 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." Wise people stop and pay attention. God warns through His Word. Many people ask God for signs while ignoring clear scripture. If the Bible already calls something destructive, you do not need another revelation. If a relationship pulls you away from God, that is a warning. If greed controls your decisions, that is a warning. If pride keeps you from correction, that is a warning. Proverbs 11 verse 14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." Sometimes God sends a person who tells you the truth you do not want to hear. Pride hates correction because correction interrupts desire. Years ago, a man ignored repeated warnings about gambling. His wife begged him to stop. His pastor confronted him. Debt kept increasing. He kept saying, "God will help me." One night, he lost the money meant for his daughter's school fees. The warning had already been screaming for months. You must learn the difference between faith and stubbornness. Faith obeys God. Stubbornness demands that God bless your bad decisions. When God warns you, respond quickly. Small compromises grow fast. Nobody wakes up one morning and suddenly destroys their life. Destruction usually begins with ignored warnings repeated over time. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go." Two-thirds God still guides people. The question is whether you will listen before the consequences arrive. Thank you for listening to this message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3.